USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New unemployment filings fell to 787,000 during the holiday week, clouded with uncertainty around impending changes to benefit payments. Additionally, just over 300,000 claims were filed under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program for self-employed, gig workers, and freelancers. Georgia Senator David Perdue is going into quarantine just days before his runoff election. The Republican came in close contact with a person who tested positive for the virus. Georgia voters will decide between him and Democrat John Ossoff for one of the two Senate seats in Tuesday's election. Republican Kelly Loeffler faces Democrat Raphael Warnock in the other race. Republicans need to win just one of the two seats to retain control of the Senate. However, a Democratic sweep would put that party in charge. USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
Democrats are offering to vote on all the issues President Trump objected to if Republicans will agree to separate them.
That way, $2,000 checks could become law, and we could debate all the president's supposed concerns.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York saying they want to vote on the House-approved stimulus check increase to $2,000. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says it was inevitable that a new variant of COVID-19 would arrive in the United States.
The good news is that it does not appear to be more virulent, namely making people more sick and leading to more deaths. So that is a good thing. It does not seem to evade the protection that's afforded by vaccines that are currently being used.
Fauci telling CNN the same safety measures are effective against the new strain as the old one. He says it's important to wear a mask, wash your hands, and socially distance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to sports and 2020, COVID-19 played a major role in every sport. The NBA becoming the first major pro sports league to shut down operations due to the pandemic. The league suspending its season on March 12th. Two games were postponed that night after Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive. Professional sports returned from the COVID-19 shutdown in late July. Major League Baseball's abbreviated season was played in home parks, but without fans. The Yankees beating the Nationals in a rain-shortened game to open the season. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying it didn't really feel that strange, despite the circumstances.
I found it very easy to get locked into the game. I had a lot of butterflies today. We're facing the world champs. We're facing Max Scherzer. Gerrit Cole's on the mound for us. Our guys came out with an edge, and you could sense that in the dugout.
Putting an exclamation point on the Major League Baseball season, the Dodgers won the World Series for the first time since 1988. Shortstop Corey Seager was named the World Series MVP and says it feels good to finally win it all.
Man, unbelievable. You know, this team's grinding for a really long time for this moment. You know, this core's been around for a long time, and we've gotten really close, but to be able to finally get that last out and win the last game, man, it's special.
2020, quite a wonderful year in sports. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.